USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress and the White House are working on a $2 trillion economic stimulus plan.
I thought we were on the five-yard line. Right now, we're on the two.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a deal on the coronavirus stimulus bill is coming into focus. Democrats have been demanding oversight for loans given to large corporations, and the bill includes an inspector general who will do that.
We would like very much, and believe we should have, a congressional oversight board as well.
The plan is to prevent large corporations from using the loans for things like stock buybacks and CEO bonuses. The stimulus bill was encouraging to investors on Wall Street. There was a big rally. Stock indexes were up 8 to 11%. The Dow was up more than 2,100 points, the S&P was up 210, and the NASDAQ Composite up 557. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The president says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Health is now urging caution after President Trump said he'd like the U.S. to be open for business again by Easter.
We just had a conversation with the president in the Oval Office talking about, you know, you can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
He says it appears the New York metro area is the U.S. epicenter for the novel coronavirus.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places. The idea, if you look at the statistics, it's disturbing. About 1 per 1,000 of these individuals are infected. That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Soldiers in Spain have found multiple elderly people abandoned, both alive and dead, in some nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Defense Minister Margarita Robles said the military had been utilized to help disinfect some of the nursing homes during the outbreak. There are 40,000 cases of COVID-19 in Spain, with up to 3,000 deaths, the third highest death toll in the world. Health officials said normally the bodies of people who die in nursing homes are put into cold storage at the home, but for those who die of COVID-19, those bodies are left in their beds until they can be collected. In Madrid, they're using an ice skating rink at a shopping center as a temporary mortuary. One of the nation's biggest automakers is retooling to make some new things to fight the virus pandemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
When America got involved in World War II, many of its biggest companies switched from making what they normally made to making things that were needed by the U.S. military. Similar to that, Ford is now shifting gears from making cars to making ventilators and respirators. The company is working with 3M on producing more respirators, and a partnership with GE is designed to make additional ventilators, supplies that are much needed now that the number of coronavirus cases around the nation have been increasing at a rapid rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.